Recorded Books and RB Digital present Once Dishonored by Mary Jo Putney, narrated by Beverly A. Crick. Chapter 1. London, March 1816. Lucas Mandeville hesitated at the entrance to the ballroom and thought of cannonballs crushing masts and setting sails ablaze. Bellowing sailors and hand-to-hand combat with pistols and cutlasses. In his Royal Navy days, he'd fought his share of sea battles with the French, had almost died in one, and he'd rather be on a burning deck than in this ballroom. But he'd made a private pledge to do his best to re-establish himself in the world he'd been born into, despite the number of people who would give him the cut direct, or worse. He cast his mind back to his one youthful season in London when he was an eager young midshipman. He'd enjoyed the balls and dancing and flirting with pretty girls. Surely he could do that again. Lucas arranged his face into a calm he didn't feel and stepped into the ballroom. His hosts, Lord and Lady Clanton, greeted him. The lady offered him a friendly smile. Her husband's expression tightened, but he didn't spit in Lucas's face. He managed a civil nod and said, "Foxton," though he didn't offer his hand. Probably his wife had told him to behave, because Lucas had a title, a substantial fortune, and the Clantons had two unmarried daughters. Lucas greeted his hosts politely, then joined the throng. He'd attended some social occasions with his cousins, Simon and Suzanne Duval, but those had been smaller groups, whose guests were carefully chosen to be tolerant of Lucas.